I'm talking here with Sherry Crawford about the Women in the North Conference. How's everything going today, Sherry?
Oh, really good, besides the weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be spring, but I don't think Mother Nature got the right timeline.
She doesn't agree, no.
No, she does not. Well, the 2026 Women in the North Conference is a sold-out event. What does that level of response say about the need for events like this in our region here?
Well, honestly, I think it speaks for itself. I mean, the fact that we sold out a month and a half in advance shows that the content we offer is highly relevant to women-led organizations. Every year, we take the time to have conversations with our attendees, and we go over our survey results to really dig into what people are asking for and what they're saying and what they would like to see in an event like this. And we try really hard to deliver. So
now, I think one of the big changes this year for the conference, as I've seen over the years with it, is that it's now not multiple days this year. It's one event taking place in Grimshaw. Sort of, what prompted this change, and do you think that's the benefit of it selling out so quickly that it's just one big event rather than small ones spread out across the region?
I mean, I'll tell you a little bit of history. We originally only hosted the Women in the North Conference in Peace River since its inception in 2008, I want to say. And it did bring in people from all over our region. And we went to multiple events, multiple towns post-COVID because we decided it made more sense to keep the event smaller within local communities. And so we did that for a few years, 4 years in a few different towns. But that also came with, you know, a higher cost. And we have a small staff component. So, you know, it started to be quite taxing. So we considered, you know, Grimshaw is fairly central to our Community Futures region. It had the resources to accommodate an event of this type. And so that's when we made the decision to go back to a one-day regionally focused event. And through that, you know, attendees from all over our region will have an opportunity to network with businesses that they wouldn't normally interact with. And so, you know, we think it'll be a good opportunity to gain some fresh perspectives from different people around the region. So that's mostly why we chose Grimshaw.
Okay. And this year, the theme you guys have gone with is Refuel, Balance, Boundaries, and Better Teams. Why was that the message you wanted to go with and it being important to focus on in the year 2026 now?
Well, I mean, again, it's mostly, you know, what we've heard from our past attendees. So we always review our surveys, we have conversations with them, and, you know, this what they were saying they wanted and needed for in their work lives. And so, you know, we tried to make our workshop reflect that.
Well, the conference is featuring four workshops throughout the day. Can you give us any kind of preview of what some of those topics and presenter participants, people will be hearing from when they attend it?
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to kick off the day with Heidi Dubay of Elemental Fitness with a session called Feel Your Body, Focus Your Mind. And she will cover how your physical health, nutrition, and energy levels impact your performance, not only at work, but also in your daily life. And then Stacey Messner, she's a local HR expert, will provide some strategies on navigating challenging workplace situations, including conflict and communication breakdowns. And her session is called When Things Go Sideways. And then after lunch, we will talk about boundaries, burnout, and balance with Charis of Choosing Change Counseling. And she will help us recognize the early signs of burnout and how to build boundaries to support our well-being. And then we're going to end the day with a fun and interactive workshop called From Chaos to Clarity with Danny Weirden, and she will focus on improving communication, organization, and productivity using some really fun and interactive tools. So that'll really be a hands-on workshop.
Okay. Now, how will these sessions really help participants bring the practical strategies back to their own workplaces? Because a lot of times there's a lot of theories, but sometimes not as easy to implement and bring back with you and have it work out well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, every workshop is designed to give participants actual tools that they can use immediately. And, you know, in the past, we've had motivational keynotes and, you know, cheerleader type presentations. And while those are fun and you come away from the day feeling, you know, uplifted, we also know that, you know, time is valuable. And so we want to make sure that our attendees get a lot of value out of the day. And so that's what we're hoping to offer this year, is by having all of these hands-on sessions so that, you know, those practical strategies that they're asking for are there and they learn them right there and they can use them the next day.
Finally, the event wouldn't happen without community support. Can you talk about the role sponsors and partners play in making professional development opportunities like this available?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Everett. It wouldn't happen without community support. And we've been very grateful for all of the support over our years. Every year we have been successful at acquiring a labor market partnership grant from the government of Alberta. And so with that, along with really strong support from our municipal partners, corporate and business partners, it really helps in making the Women in the North Conference successful. We really honestly couldn't do it without them. All of them are highlighted on our webpage. So, you know, we would encourage people to go and take a look at that and just see a little bit more about what Women in the North is about. And if you missed a ticket this year, make sure you put it on the calendar for next year. It's always a great event.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time today, Sherry, and best of luck with the event happening April 22nd at the Legion in Grimshaw.
Thank you so much.